For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.
Day from the Chesapeake Inn. Come on out, have some lunch with us. In fact, someone just came up and said they heard us talking about your soup you had, the Hugh Bowl, and they came out to have some lunch.
I can't believe we're still calling it soup. It's crab bisque.
Bisque soup.
It like crab soup. Okay.
Crab bisque.
See, now you're going to get me in trouble.
Oh,
the crab soup was great.
You just called it soup. It's bisque.
No, I'm just saying because that's not the name, but it's like it feels like it's going to stick. When they come down, they're going to be getting like, give me that crab soup.
Say, can I have the Hugh Bowl? That's what people need to
have.
That's
what it's going to be called.
That's what it's going to call down the menu. Come on down. Hang out with us. We love it here. Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. 215-592-9494. Hugh, as we await Nick Sirianni's press conference down in Brazil. I did see some videos of the stadium they're going to play in tomorrow.
It's different.
It is different. First of all, the inside looks different, way different than a typical football stadium we would have here. The design is just different. And then just from the seating, it's clearly a soccer stadium.
Yes.
Obviously, where they're playing is in Brazil, and they're just converting it to play an NFL game. But it's going to get some getting used to for the players. I'm assuming they're going to get the lay of the land today. Would you think they go to the stadium today? Maybe walk through in the stadium?
I would think so. You could figure out what kind of shoes to wear, most definitely. I'm pretty sure they brought a bunch of different shoes. Grass, different spikes and things like that. So I would want to go walk through the stadium just to get a feel for it. Go through the locker room to see, you know, the layout of the locker room and things like that. So, yeah. You know, it's funny. Like, I remember early in my NFL career, we used to do that a lot. You know, you would go the day before and do the walkthrough, and then all of a sudden you kind of got away from that. And you just kind of did the walkthrough the day of the game, and you would go out there and check the cleats or whatever. You bring so many shoes, it's not even funny. And they always brought shoes. The equipment guys always brought extra shoes just in case. So it was one of those things where it just all depends. I would think, though, that just, you know, since they're there a day early, all depends on what the safety protocols are, to be honest, Joe. Because, you know, we've been hearing so many different things. You know, we got people calling in saying it's safe. But then we got the FBI and people like that saying it ain't safe, so I don't know who to believe. I would tend to lean more towards the people in law enforcement, seeing as that's what they do and they understand the threat levels as opposed to the guy that's actually there with boots on the ground. I mean, because they might see some stuff that the other person's not seeing.
Well, it depends on where you are, what your experience is, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, we're waiting Nick Sirianni's press conference. We'll carry it live right here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Get on the record here before the season starts. Which better describes how you feel about Jalen Hurts as the Eagles quarterback entering the season? Confident or skeptical? 73% on confident, 27% skeptical.
Move the tick up in my favor, right? 73? Because
I like how the polls are, like you win or you lose. It's a zero-sum game for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, just like with this whole Hassan Reddick thing, if he doesn't play in the first game, Joe, you know I won.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I won.
But wasn't the argument, we want him here, who cares?
No, but the argument was he wasn't going to play in the first game. That was the argument. Well, that's how I remember it.
Does he think he's going to win this thing?
No, but if he doesn't play in the first game, he won.
Remember last year, I think it was this night, the opening night of the season, Chris Jones
came to the game and set. And
that
watched.
Was a power move. I'm going to watch you guys lose from the booth.
Yes.
And then they paid him right away.
So maybe Hassan Reddick's thinking the same thing.
That would be a power move. If Reddick attends the Jets 49ers game, watches them lose, then he's like, listen.
Why not? Go to the game.
Yeah, but Chris Jones had some clout with the
Chiefs. Well, yeah, and they were talking. They were communicating. I don't even think Hassan Reddick talked to those folks yet.
I heard Robert Saleh said he hasn't spoken to him since
he didn't even talk to those people.
Yeah. See, listen, I hear you, and maybe you're winning this debate. I'd still rather him here rushing the pass. All right, here's Nick Sirianni down in Brazil.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nick Sirianni coming up down in Brazil.
Yeah, the thing froze on me.
Okay, we'll get to it coming up here. Nick Sirianni's press conference live in Brazil.
It's Brazil technology. Internet connection in Brazil.
Is that what it is?
Wait a minute, they allowed to have internet connection there?
Yeah. Of course they are.
And now the press conference will continue shortly, so they're having an issue.
Maybe this actually is a Brazil
issue. Yeah, they did. You remember at one point they weren't allowed to tweet the Twitter.
Well, the Twitter thing's still going on.
Yeah.
That's why Elliot outsourced his tweets.
I've seen some people that were posting from Brazil. You know, they were posting pictures and stuff, but I haven't.
All right, here's Nick Sirianni.
How are you doing? Hi, Nick. Anthony, yes, been in Brazil. I'd like to know, with a change in offensive coordinator this season, the Eagles' offense were more static last season regarding motions and so on. And thinking about Devonta Smith back in Alabama, using him in motions and jet sweeps and so on, could we expect by this season with Kellen Moore, you know, calling the shots more like using Devonta in motions and so on?
I think one thing that that is an advantage is that not no one really knows what we're going to do. So to answer that question would be a little bit of a competitive advantage that we have, and they have some too, because you know they don't have their defensive coordinator is new as well. But I'm really looking forward to the things that Kellen brings to this offense and to this football team. Kellen's a great coordinator. He's a great football mind. Just so excited to have him on this staff. Got to watch Kellen from afar, as far as in the division with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's as advertised. You know, it's been awesome to get with him and all the things that he's bringing to this football team.
Hey, André from Wall. I'll try to talk in English. So in previous of the game, some Eagles and Packers players have said some things about the lack of security in Brazil. I don't know about misinformation, of they don't have the knowledge of playing here in Brazil. I want to know if there was a briefing or a reunion with the Eagles to the players talking about protocols of security here in Brazil. And if it's really a concern about the franchise Eagles about playing here. Thank you.
I think ever since we've gotten here, and it's just everything's been world class. The welcoming, the people at the hotel have been awesome. The locker rooms. We know how passionate this country is on their sports, and we're so excited to be here and playing in front of. We like to think that Philadelphia is the best sports town in America, we know that Brazil is a great sports country, and we're just getting to know more and more. I think what we try to do is try to keep everything as the same as possible, whether we're playing. I think that's been the most to kind of clear that up, I guess, a little bit, is like how we go about our business when we play in Philadelphia should be the same way we go about our business here. And so I think it's more about there are unknowns as far as there's unknowns with any city you go to. And so it's just really, we're here to do it, to do our job at our best of our abilities and play a football game and win a football game. And that's our only mission. That's our only goal. Excuse me. I got a little cough. So, but that's our only goal. And that's what we're here for, is to keep things as normal as possible. But like I said, everything since we've gotten here and has just been first class, and we're so appreciative to this country, and look forward to playing in front of the fans tomorrow.
coach right here. Also, you have a difference of weather in Brazil compared to Philadelphia, considerably warmer, hotter in here, and even at night. And also here in Southeast, in Sao Paulo, we've had really dry weather the past couple of weeks. Is there a concern about that as well? How are you preparing your team to perform in their best of their abilities,
well,
given the conditions?
Yeah, good question. You know, it gets hot in the Northeast of the United States in the summer. So we've been dealing with the heat that we've had now, through training camp. We've had some good hot days, and so we believe we're ready for that. As far as this, the dryness, we're doing everything that we possibly can do to adapt our bodies in the short time that we're here. But the way we went about training camp, the way we went about practice day in and day out has us prepared, because in September in the United States, you're going to get some really hot games there as well, whether you're playing, sometimes that's in Philadelphia, but sometimes that's in California, sometimes that's in Florida, which will prepare us. I think we have a game maybe week 3 or week 4 in Florida, which will prepare us for that as well. So we're really excited. Again, can't be more excited to be here. We're bummed, obviously, that we don't get to play this, our opener, get in front of our fans in Philadelphia, but we're so excited. This is my first international trip as far as a coach, and so excited to go out there into the stadium, see the stadium, and then play here in front of the great fans tomorrow.
Nick. Murilo Cesar Alves, do Estado de São Paulo. You said about the training camp. What were the difference in the focus on the work that you did with the players to ensure that everything went fine in this travel and beginning Brazil and beginning the season? And what were the difference between the last training camp when you guys played the first game in the United States, now you're playing in Brazil, and what were the difference between these two training camps?
The training camps were similar. Every year you go about and you go through a process. Hey, how did this go in this first in the training camp, and what can we do better? And so that's always part of the process of things that you do. To perfect your process, you have to know exactly what the process is. So we kind of have our process, and then what can we do better off of that? So we made some slight changes to the training camp this year as far as things that we were doing. As far as, this has a little bit of a feel as far as the travel to the Super Bowl we played in 2022. Again, the way the travel's a little different. Now the flight was longer. I mean, it was a 10-hour flight as opposed to the 5-hour flight to Arizona. But there's some similarities here, right? This kind of reminds me of the Super Bowl as far as the press conferences that kind of were going on beforehand, and being able to interact with different reporters and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, our training camp is there for us to really establish, our habits, of what we want to be as a football team. And what we want to be as a football team is a fundamentally sound team that plays with a lot of detail. So that's perfecting your tackling, and that's perfecting your catching and your ball security and how you take away the football. And then, also getting in great shape. And training camp's meant to do this, right, to bring your guys closer together. The things that they go through, the tough practices that they go through in the heat, the tough practices and the long days and the monotony of the days, that, that tends to bring a team together. And so that was our goal through any training camp, specifically this one. It's just, how do we come, because, football, in my opinion, all right, this is my opinion, is the greatest team sport there is. And so it does require guys loving each other, guys getting closer to each other, and I think that's what we've had. And that has a lot to do with the people that we have on this team, that these guys, we got good guys on this football team that really enjoy being part of a team and growing their camaraderie of the team.
Rafael Bellatini, you said about the Super Bowl, and similarities. But about the crowd, because it's a home game, but you don't have the home field advantage.
Okay, I'm going to give it away. Before you go, I'm going to say that to the Brazilian crowd, we're so excited to be here. Make sure you're as loud as possible when Green Bay has the ball. And then when the Eagles have the ball, make sure, like, this is a sign to be like, this is fly, Eagles, fly, and quiet down a little bit. Go ahead, keep going.
So, it's like the Super Bowl, and you have to prepare the team for maintain the concentration, even when you are in the attack,
yeah.
The crowd is...
Yeah, good surprising. Question. We got to be ready for it to be loud in times where, you know... So we're prepared to play as if we're playing a true home game. We're prepared to play if we're playing a true away game. You know, and so that's part of our process is just, you know, you try to do everything you possibly can do to prepare your team to play in any condition, whether that's raining, whether that's weather, whether that's crowd noise. And so we've prepared for that. We've prepared for that through training camp. We've prepared for that, especially this week, both offensively and defensively. But again, looking forward to the excitement of it. And we'll have to be ready for, you know, probably to be crowd noise at unexpected moments. So we're excited about it, though.
Hi, Nick. Luis from DPLS Brazil. You are a very passionate guy. We all saw that in the Super Bowl. My question is, what's the emotional impact on you on starting the season outside your country and on lands that the NFL are setting foot for the very first time?
I think it's so like this game is awesome. And so the fact that we can spread this game to the rest of the world, I really, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. Excuse me. But when the lights come on and like what one thing about American football is this is that when we all grew up playing football, we all grew up playing on Friday nights under the Friday night lights. And we get to do that. It's Friday night. We might not be in Jamestown, New York, or, you know, Houston, Texas, or, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, but we're in Brazil, but it's still going to be Friday night. Just like we all grew up playing this game. I got goosebumps really thinking about like tomorrow night with the lights coming on. My nephew, Joey, he's a sophomore in high school. He's going to be making his first varsity starting game at varsity at wide receiver in Jamestown, New York. So I'm like so excited about just football starting everywhere, and we get to play the second game of the NFL season under the lights on a Friday night. That's awesome to me. And I just the emotion of football, it's one of the reasons I love this game so much. I have so many good memories of this game, so many good relationships that have happened because of this game, and look forward to the people of Brazil and the world to be able to experience what we got to experience growing up under their first game being under Friday Night Lights.
Nick, what happened with Devin White? How big of a loss is that, and what do you think of the younger linebackers that you have behind him, like N'Kobe Dean?
Yeah, Devin, Devin tweaked his ankle the other day in practice, and, you know, the guys are ready. The guys behind him are ready, and they're ready to go, and excited about the opportunity for them. And, you know, again, be a first opportunity for all of us that are playing in this game, first chance we get to go in 2024.
Nick, hi, Guilherme from O Globo. Nick, in the past days, three players of your team were worried about playing Brazil. They quoted criminality as one of the reasons to be worried about playing Brazil. What is your opinion about these topics? Was that a topic before coming?
I'm sorry, I missed that first part. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, sure. I said that in the past days, three players of your team quoted criminality as one of the reasons to be worried about playing Brazil. Okay. What's your opinion about that? Was that a topic before coming?
Like I said, ever since we got here, it's just been first class everything. From the people at the hotel, the airport, to the people at the stadium, getting to see the stadium. I think really at the end of the day, we came here to do a job, right? And so our job is, you know, is not to come and sightsee or anything like that. Our job is to come here and to play a football game and against a very good opponent in the Green Bay Packers to be able and try to win this football game. And so our job is to focus on just that and not anything outside. And so, but again, I think you ask any of our players, and what I'm saying right now is just everything's been just so first class since the moment we've stepped foot in this country. And we're just very appreciative and look forward to playing in front of your fans.
Nick, are you ill?
I'm not, but okay. I lost my voice. I don't know. So okay. Maybe that's a good thing.
I know you probably won't say N'Kobe starting, but what if he is the guy, what has he done in training camp to put himself in position to be the Mike linebacker?
Yeah, I think he's had a good camp. He's been consistent throughout camp. Again, you're right, Jeff. I'm not going to say who's going to play here or who's going to play there, but N'Kobe has definitely shined throughout camp of, his leadership, his playmaking ability, his tackling. I'm really excited for N'Kobe's opportunity tomorrow. He's a really good player and, had battled some injuries throughout, but we've sure as heck been excited about him from the moment he stepped foot into this building. And look forward to the opportunity that he gets tomorrow to play in the season opener.
Hey, Coach, over here, Brian Taft from Channel 6 back home. Wonder if you can reflect, you reflected on the Friday Night Lights mentality. Wonder if you can offer any reflections that you may have personally or the players may have individually on the opportunity to represent the brand, to represent the NFL, the Eagles, and the city of Philadelphia in front of this audience that's never seen an NFL game before.
Yeah, first, I'd like to ask, who's the big game in Philadelphia this weekend, Friday night? Do we know? Who's the big high school game in Philadelphia this weekend? Do we have any idea? You guys just cover Eagles. All right. But anyway, just excited about the opportunity to play. Like I said, I've never been a part of it. Like my 13, 14, whatever many years I've been in the NFL, I've never been to an international game. So this is a first for me. So, but again, know we're here to do a job and try to keep everything as normal as possible. But excited to play in front of these fans and I answered a question earlier, just to be able to. The game that I love so much that gives me goosebumps to think about the Friday Night Lights, to be able to experience that and for people all over the world to be able to experience that, not just in the United States, but in Brazil and all over the world, of the people that will be watching this game, because to me it's the best game. It's the best team sport there is. You learn so much about life. You have so many great relationships because of it, and hopefully they get to see a great game tomorrow and they fall in love with the sport the way a lot of us have, probably all of us that are covering it or playing in it or coaching in it have fallen in love with the sport.
We've got time for two more, EJ. Nick, you just mentioned the trying to preserve as much normalcy as possible. We don't usually hear from you the day before a game. We don't usually hear from players the day before a game. I guess how does that type of stuff, the process of today change? And I guess how are you trying to keep it normal for this?
Sure, you keep everything the same, but also you try to plan everything out in football too, but things change. And so, again, it goes back to, controlling what you can control. I'm taking pride in being able to talk to everybody here today. Is it different than my normal routine? Sure, but that's not something that you can control. And, it's the way life plays. It's the way football plays out. It's the way life plays out. Then that's our message to the guys and to myself, even reminding myself is, when you go through adversity, when you go through good times, it doesn't matter this or that, you got to focus on the next, whatever the next is, and the things that you can control. You can't worry about the past. You can't worry about in the present things that, may or may not be, or that are not in your control. And that's true mental toughness, having the same attitude, effort, and energy no matter what the circumstances are. And that's in good times, that's in bad times, that's when your process is right on, that's when your process is right off, that's when the defense or the offense is doing exactly what you think they're going to do, that's when they're doing the opposite of what you thought they were going to do, and just handling all those things and handling them with grace and just ability to say, hey, we're gonna do our best and control the things we can. And then I always override Bob, so I'll get one more person. I look like the good guy when I do that. Yeah, we'll get somebody out there.
Nick, with the long flight and the trip in general, are you trying to turn this into a team bonding experience for your team? How do you do that?
Yeah, every opportunity you get to hang with the guys, you try to turn into that. You try as much as you possibly can to turn that into, the lunches together, the dinners together. We have a ping pong table there. Those guys are going to be playing ping pong together all night, or whatever it is, PlayStation, whatever they're going to do, play cards together. So this is a great opportunity for that. I heard some guys had some great conversations on the plane yesterday. And so, I got to sit next to Kellen. We had some good conversations on the plane yesterday. Our sons play on the same Pee-wee football team, and they had a scrimmage yesterday. So we were able to get some updates from our wives and talk back and forth about that. We got to let Jacob throw the ball a little bit more when he drops back to pass. It's a great opportunity for that bonding time. And sometimes you get that on the road in New England. Sometimes you get that on the road wherever. Sometimes you get that on the road in Brazil. And so we're looking forward to the time we get to spend together here, because, again, it's not – you've heard me say this a million times. It's not the best groups of individuals that win football games and win championships. It's the best teams. And part of being a team is that brotherhood, and that's one of the special things about football.
Last one, Jane, behind Zach.
Hi.
Hey, Jane Slater, NFL Network. I'll ask you a fun one after this, but I wanted to you talk about some of the expectations that you have for the guys here, the Friday Night Lights. A lot of expectations come with being a first-round pick. How is Quinyon Mitchell handling some of the expectations set forth by you guys and what is typically a complicated defense with Vic Fangio?
Yeah, it goes back to just controlling the things that you can control, right? When your first round picks, the expectations are high. Shoot, when you went to the Super Bowl the year before, the expectations are high. How are you handling those? How are you handling those things? And it's like you can get lost in the expectations sometimes. But what's so important is that you just try to control what you control so you can get better each day and truly enjoy the journey. Right. This is one of the reasons you get into this. So the camaraderie, the Friday Night Lights, all these different things, and truly enjoying the journey. And that's what I've seen. You've heard the older guys talk about Q. They really have taken a liking to him. I see Slade joking around with him quite often. And I think he's enjoying just being an Eagle. You can ask him all those things. But Q's got a calm, confident demeanor about himself that because he knows he's prepared and he knows he's put the work in and he knows he's a heck of a talent, and excited about him to get his first opportunity tomorrow.
You seem like you're really excited about this. How's your Portuguese? Do you have any words that you've learned so far?
You put me on the spot there. I don't know.
All right, there was the Nick Sirianni press conference.
I don't give a
down in Brazil. We'll react to Sirianni next. What he said, his voice is obviously an issue. I don't think he's feeling as great as he
did. Down there spreading COVID.
Yeah, he's not.
that's some reckless speculation. That's another bold prediction from Hugh Douglas. Might not be a smart one, but that was a bold prediction.
Hopefully just a call. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, confidence of Jalen Hurts, your bold Eagle Caesar prediction for a great prize. Plus, we'll eavesdrop what they're saying up in Green Bay about this game. It's all coming up, Midday Show, live from the Chesapeake Inn, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now, through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.